Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
They'll be born again, but they'll deny what they were supposed to do. They'll deny what they were supposed to do at the place I put them. I don't like where I'm at. I put you there. And six of them got out their plug and poof, and the rest of them watched them do it. And so when I saw that Tommy thing again, I thought, I know exactly what he's talking about. Because he said, there were people in my church who I knew them. I was for sure they would not back away from this. So that can't just be anybody he's talking about. That's somebody who's up front and maybe a leader. So meanwhile, while God gives me this title and that was cool, all hell breaks loose at ORU. I don't know if y'all remember, and the attacks at Richards last year. So what I thought I was there to be spiritual advisor, but was cool because God gave me this. We went through hell, and I'm not going to talk about that part, but when it was all said and done, it's over, and I remember I'm going to get my first really night's sleep. I mean, we're fighting Satan here. And the Lord wakes me up 3 a.m, and he says, it didn't have to be as hard as it was or take as long as it did. And that's really not what you want to hear after 6 months of war. And I'm like, you're kidding me. And so I wrote down right here, this is that night I wrote it down. And the Lord said, contrary to belief or popular belief, he said, not everyone who wins had to sweat in order to win. Now he's telling a coach this, who I can remember teams, we did a lot of sweating. But then I can remember some teams, there wasn't much sweat to it. Undefeated. And he said, he's talking about sweatless victories. Does those two words, do they mean anything? I mean, are they attractive to you? Is it sweatless victories? I'm kind of like, yeah, I'll sign up. I want to sign up. And he said, for some, it will require a lot of work and it'll require a lot of diligence to do their assignment. He said, but those who are plugged into the power, he said, there will, how did he say it? He said, they will get results. And he says, you operate in my power. You will build with no sweat or much effort and accomplish it with excellence. But there's old time religion spirit or something that makes you think that it's just going to take a long time. Now let's go to a few scriptures. Psalm 81, 13, 14. Let's look at that real fast. We'll go through. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. What's that word? Say it. See, now already we've eliminated 100 of you that are not going to be the six because you wouldn't even say that. Now, see, you can take this as mean, but I'm coaching you. Now, are you coachable? I'm not trying to be mean to you. I'm trying to help you plug into the power of God to do the calling that he's called you to do. Are y'all with me or not? How about over here? Are y'all okay? He said what? Speedily that I would subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their... That's God who does that. Luke 18, 6 through 8. Let's look at that one. Then the Lord said, listen to what the unjust just judge says. This is Jesus telling this parable. And will not our just God defend and protect and avenge his chosen... That's you who cry to him day and night. You don't think he would do that? Will he defer them and delay? Will he delay to you? This is Jesus talking. So you really think that he's going to delay your answer? I tell you, he will defend and protect and avenge them. Ha! 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 That's good news. hold on. Speedily, God. Amen. There's something to that faith, isn't there? Tell him about it. Talk to him about it. Pray about it. Meditate about it. Speedily. 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 He needs people who has a need for speed. I just came up with that. 2 Peter 3:9. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord does not delay. Oh, please, would you read it? Will some of y'all read this? The Lord does what? And he is not tardy or slow about what he promises. Come on, somebody. To some people's conception of slowness. Amen. Glory to God. But the tragic thing is most believers are missing this source of power, this victory, this sweatless victory in their everyday lives, because they will not plug into the power. Now, power, it's the same way in the natural as it is works in the supernatural, what he's talking to us. And he gave me the, you know, like electricity. Power produces results. And he showed me a microphone and a amplifier, and he said, you could buy get the best microphone, thousands of dollars, amplifier and equipment. You could have the best equipment, and then you could have all this knowledge, like I don't, but people back there do. And they have all this knowledge and this equipment, but if the power's gone, if a storm comes in, somebody pulls the club, whatever, you can have all this knowledge and you can have all this great equipment, the best equipment, and you'll have no results. If there's no power. Well, I got a backup generator. I said no power. There's no power. Then you're not going to have results. That's just a law, right? But it's the same way with Christians. Christian A and Christian B can come to the same church and hear the same word and receive the same thing and hear the same thing, and yet one of them will operate in a power and one won't. That happens all the time. Think about it. Two entirely different results, because one is activated. That's the key word. Who's going to be the six in here? Who's going to activate it? Amen. And get results speedily. Let's look at Ephesians 3:20 in the King James. Do y'all believe this or not? Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the... It's according to the what? The power that works in you. It's not according to when you got saved or how many verses you know or how many books you read. It's according to what? That works in you. So some are plugged in and some are not. Some will plug in and some will not. And I said this over and over to the athletes at ORU, and it dwindled, and those six just, they come in. I mean, they were plugging in when they went home. Now, let's look at this in the Amplified. Now, to him who by consequence of the action of his power that works in us, is able to carry out his purpose, his will, his plan, and that could be in the insurance, and that place is not so much your source, it's him who's your source. Well, I'm just working down here, or I'm a garbage man, or I'm a janitor. That don't matter. To carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, far over, above all, that's those six. That's what happened. We would dance around in there in this big old auditorium that we had that 240 were originally at, but a six are dancing around. And the rest of them are watching them sign contracts and be on magazine, and they're giving glory to God the whole time they're doing. Far above all that we dare to ask or think. Y'all, our little minds can just roadblock. Infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. And so we actually lived this. Now, the question is, are you plugged in or not? Is your power working? Now, 2 Timothy 3:1 says, this know also that in the last days, how many believes last days? Yes. Perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, unthankful, Verse 5 says, having a form of godliness. That one translation says, yes, they'll go to church. Yes, they'll be Christians, but they'll deny the power. Now, that's what Tommy Hicks saw. He said, I saw people I knew for sure that would not deny it. Deny it. Because, and it felt like the anointing was there when Rick and I were talking, they didn't activate it. Now, part two. All right? Christ is not Jesus' last name. Christ in the Greek means the anointed one and his anointing. So we should do what Brother Copeland's taught us years ago, translate and meditate. So when we see Christ, so you want to know what this whole thing's about? And here we are at church. Might go bowling tonight, might do bingo, might not even do nothing. What is this about? We are called the body of, come on, now y'all join in with me. The body of Christ. Christ means, so we're the body of the anointed one, and that's the body. That's the liquid gold. That's the, that he put, that some denied it. The devil is called the anti. He don't care. I don't think he cares really how much you go to church or this or that or what y'all think is really noble, as long as you're not plugged into that power. Are y'all with me? He don't care you got that perfect Sunday school attendance record. You ain't. But you plug into that power because he's the anti-anointing. Because he knows if you operate and plug into that power, nothing can do. Set people free, get them saved, healed. I can do all things through translate. I can do all things through the anointing. There is no condemnation to those who are. To live is Christ. The anointing. We're to live in it. Activate it every day. Not just hear about it twice a year, once a year, read a book. But live, to live, Paul said, to die is, but to live is the anointing.
For over four decades, Dr. Billy Brim has taught Bible prophecy and how to apply its fundamental principles to believers throughout the world on The Prophetic Witness. New episodes are aired weekly on the following networks: The Victory Channel, found on Dish Network, DirecTV, Glory Star, and Spectrum, God TV, KBTV Global, PTL Television Network, Eternal Life TV, YouTube, Faith Plus, and Roku. Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.